fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here, our third hour with the Tuesday Morning Roundtable on Tuesday, the 14th day of December. The prepper tip of the day is to plan your 2022 training now. You may want to plan your vacation around some training, set aside the money, whatever it might be. It would be a good time to be doing that. All right, this is Tuesday Morning Roundtable. We have Leon Green, former U.S. Navy officer. We have Jeff Nyquist. His website's jrnyquist.blog. His book's for sale at amazon.com. We're expecting a call from Steve Ben Noon. His website's israelinewslive.org at any time. And gentlemen, our next caller is Kyle in Montana. Good morning, Kyle.
Good morning, gentlemen. Leon and Jeff, I've got a question for you, and maybe it's an incorrect observation, but it seems that the major push for these vaccines are in predominantly Western, for lack of a better term, Caucasian-dominated, for the most part, countries. And I'm curious, and I realize that they're Western, even though they're socialists, most of them, even we are socialist anymore. But if the drug companies are complicit in this killing off of humanity, which I believe they are, you would think that they would realize that once the communists take over, they're not going to allow those guys to stay alive. You know, they're not going to, they're just useful idiots at this point, but they're wicked, useful idiots. And you were talking about the spiritual aspect of this, and I'm wondering how you think it might, the spiritual aspect of coming against these Western nations, might interplay with, you know, the fact that the communists and predominantly non-Caucasian countries other than Russia are playing in with this same world domination thing. How do you see that, Jeff and Leon?
Uh, Say that again, the domination thing?
Yeah, well, it seems to me, if it, all right, so if you assume that it's a spiritual thing as well, okay, and the companies that are creating these killer vaccines are seemingly inoculating more along the lines of a Western Caucasian, mostly dominated countries. If that's true, I'm curious as and yet at the same time, if you were to factor in a spiritual aspect of this, what would be the spiritual as well as the physical manifestation of this? Because once the Chinese own the United States, they're not going to allow Pfizer and all these other wicked companies and these executives and upper ups to stay alive. They know what they're like. And I'm just curious how you see the interplay of all this.
The interplay of the...
of the spiritual and the communist and the playing along of these drug companies with the communists.
Well, spiritually, there's a kind of hollowing out, or you could say Carl Jung said that one of the problems we've had is that Christian civilization has failed to Christianize most of the individuals, and that you have a secularizing tendency, but you also have a trivializing of the soul. You know, it's very common for people to believe that if it's real, it's matter, and if it's the soul, it's superstition, right? That's just a superstition, you know. The soul is just the epiphenomena of brain functions. And this itself is very damaging to society, because the soul is the most important thing, and spiritual things are really of great importance. So by diminishing it, they're actually diminishing morality. They're diminishing the growth, the maturity of a person, of wisdom, of all the knowledge that we have. If you look at everything we know only because we have a soul and we have consciousness and we have mind. If there is not mind, what is matter? Mind is primary, right? The mind is primary because there is no perception of anything that's material without the mind. And it's even more interesting than that ontologically. You know the second law of thermodynamics, entropy. People would say, well, the universe has been around forever. You know, matter is eternal. No, it's not. Entropy proves to us the universe has not always been here, because it would be gone already, right? And in fact, it couldn't have even been created if something like mind had not created it, which means mind is primary. This is a basic thing that Aristotle's metaphysics goes through. And you find it in Schopenhauer and other modern philosophers. Well, it has major implications, because Marxism reverses that ontology and says, you know, it's dialectical materialism. It says that mind and spirit is not even real. Don't pay attention to it. It's only matter. This is what Marxism teaches. So you see, this is a basic inversion of the basic reality of the world, and they're trying to base a new reality on this twisted, inverted idea of reality. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does, actually. And then, so that would explain to a degree the delusion of these drug companies in killing off so many people, correct?
Well, think about what a drug company does. A drug company's, you know, they make all these drugs, especially when it comes to pharma psychological drugs, right? So that alter your consciousness. They, when somebody has a psychological problem, the doctor gives them a drug. Here's an antidepressant, right? We got all these people on medications to fight depression. The idea is that it's not that there's something wrong spiritually or psychologically or inside of a person. It's that we're going to give you a chemical. You have a chemical imbalance, honey. That's all you need. You just need a drug. Here, keep them medicated. That is our approach, and it's absolutely wrong.
Yeah, I agree. You would think, though, that they could be able to see beyond the end of their nose and know that once the Chinese have control of everything, they're not going to allow them to continue to exist.
Yeah, you would think. But you see, there's where discernment is. When people give up basic principles of morality and spirituality, they then lose all their discernment. And they start believing they're little gods and that all they need is the right chemical formula. And they can cure all illnesses and they can prevent their minds from going out of control. And they don't need any kind of wisdom. And so they behave very foolishly by making deals with people that want to do them in.
Yeah. Wow. That's really true. On another note, the reality of us being able to fight back is going away, I believe, because as inflation continues to diminish purchasing power, the population of this country is getting worse, is getting weaker and weaker and weaker because of the lack of disposable income. I was just reading a thing this morning on Disclosed TV talking about the year-over-year inflation rate was 9.6% from this time to last year. And that, we all know, is a facade because I believe it's closer to 25 to 30% myself. But our ability to be able to have disposable income to be able to fight back is quickly being diminished. And it's like I said at the beginning when Trump lost, we're never going to be as strong to be able to fight this back as we are right now. And that's the reality of where we are. We're never going to be as strong as we are right now because we are going to continue to be wiped out by inflation to where it will literally take everything you have just to eat and live. I think that's just another thought for this whole thing, and kind of, I don't know if Leon wants to jump in there on any of this or not.
Well, I look at it like this. When you think about the aspect of how they are erasing history, and these people who are useful idiots, as they've been called, and the Antichrist or anti-religion, anti-God aspects of Karl Marx and all those idealists would be, they don't want the people that they're using as useful idiots to realize the history and how they've been exterminated after they've been used for their nefarious techniques. And how, you know, this is pretty much the same thing from in the Bible. This is a synagogue of Satan. They don't care about race. You know, they want to kill people, and, you know, pretty much their father is the father of lies. He came to kill, steal, and destroy. So, you know, this is all par for the course. I mean, if you look at Pfizer being sued $2 billion and being charged that, you know, it's just part of their operating procedure. And many people forget that, and so the history aspect is crucial to know, and I think a lot of people, especially the useful idiots, they don't realize how they're just going to be eliminated. Just like in Pol Pot, where they got rid of the intelligentsia, the same thing here. And I don't know about China taking out all the European pharmaceutical companies, but look where all the drugs are made. 90% of all the pharmaceutical drugs in America, I mean, that we consume in America, are made in China. And 95% of the antibiotics. And even Trump said, I'm astounded by the fact that, you know, they have a monopoly on our medical system. And if that doesn't speak volumes to people who are old and on drugs, nothing else will. Because obviously, you know, running out of toilet paper hasn't got their attention. But when they run out of their drugs and, you know, diabetes medicines, you know, spike, you know, 500%. And even Biden says, oh, we're going to have a reasonable, we're going to have reasonable profits. And then he actually stammered and stumbled. And he said, you know, we want to have progressive he was talking about progress, but he meant to say profits, and then he corrected himself, saying they need to have significant profits. Well, this is the highest legal and illegal form of payment, you know, and their rates of return are higher than any other sector, and higher than travel and coins and stocks. And so it's just crazy money they make. But even the president said they need to have the ability to have reasonable expenses, but they have to be able to make significant progress. No, oops, I'm sorry, profits. And it was just he corrected himself very quickly. I guess his earpiece worked that time. Thanks, Kyle.
Amazing. You bet. Thank you, guys.
Okay, Kyle, thank you for the call. Our next call is Elizabeth in New York. Morning, Elizabeth, again.
Hi, John. One thing that I wanted to bring up is another good source as far as all this occult, fallen angel, UFO phenomenon. A very good resource is the Earth Files YouTube channel with Linda Moulton Howe. She brought up how there are winged jaguar statues that are being erected. One is in South America. One is at the UN, and they're going to be erecting a third one. And it's supposed to be, those three have to be in space that form a triangle. And they're hoping to open some sort of gate. Now, the winged jaguar is supposed to, according to Mayans and whatnot, is supposed to be like the god of the underworld. There is a black door in the Arctic that is, they believe, is out of basalt, and it's got hieroglyphics on it. And according to Linda Moulton Howe, they are going to be summoning Lord of the Underworld, Satan, Lucifer, whomever. It's an occult entity. This is what their agenda is. She has other information, and a lot of this is coming from military special intelligence. They're stationed at the Kenia Tunnel in Hawaii. They have been in contact with three different entities that are in competition for the Earth. They're basically using our Earth as a laboratory. There's things going on with the animal mutilations that have to do with them trying to manipulate, because they want to be able to have a vessel in order to have more control, because they need a body. This is why all this cloning and everything has been going on with CRISPR and everything else. And this kind of ties into what Dr. Arianna Love was talking about. Of course, you know, Steve talked about the other thing, about, you know, other areas down in Antarctica and in Alaska. These all have to do with these entities. They have been here for millions of years. And according to Linda Moulton Howe, they have been operating, our Space Force has been operating in 20-some different galaxies. We are far more advanced than what they're letting the people know. Steve wanted me to let you know that he will be calling in, hopefully the last half hour. I just wanted to put this out there. Just think you would find it.
Okay.
Very valuable information.
Anything else, Elizabeth? Okay.
No, that's it. There's a lot of static on my end. I don't know if you heard everything I said.
No, we heard pretty well. Yeah, we did. Thank you very much.
All right.
We have a break coming up, and open lines at 512-248-8252 if you want to give us a call. Just hold on to the break. We'll be right back, and we will continue with the Tuesday Morning Roundtable.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing. Knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? I have another update on the fundraising situation. We can accept PayPal through the RBN site. You can mail in cash, check or money order, made out to RBN, made out to RBN. The postal address is 2251 Double Creek Drive, number 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. If you send in a check or money order, it needs to be made out to RBN, just the three letters, RBN. And if you have any questions, call 800-724-2719 extension 3. Feel free to call on in on this issue and we'll try and get you squared away. The network thanks you.
Did you know that you can be tracked and traced when you're online? With identity theft and cybercrimes on the rise, your passwords, your identity, and even your physical location can be revealed to complete strangers. Would you like to surf the internet anonymously and not have to worry about these threats? Well, now you can by visiting patriotinternet.com. For about $2 per month, patriotinternet.com will conceal your IP address and your physical location, allowing you to browse the web, send emails, and instant message anonymously. Patriotinternet.com will bypass filters, block sites, and keyword blocking. You can also bypass logging by your router and your ISP. With patriotinternet.com, there is no software to install and uses 128-bit encryption for your protection. When using wireless hotspots, patriotinternet.com shields your information from identity thieves and is compatible with Windows, Mac, and Linux. Protect your identity and your freedom with anonymous internet access from patriotinternet.com. Visit patriotinternet.com today.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here on Tuesday. This is Tuesday Morning Roundtable. This hour is sponsored by EMP Shield. A great discount in place until Christmas, and then it ends. Visiting with Jeff Nyquist, his website's jrnyquist.blog. His books are still at amazon.com. Leon Green, former U.S. Navy officer, we're expecting a call from Steve Ben Noon any moment, and we'll bring him on as soon as he calls in. Our next caller, gentlemen, is Pat in Texas. Good morning, Pat.
Good morning, everybody. I just had a few questions, and maybe Jeff has already answered them. One thing, I wondered why the Russians say that the Roswell incident with the alien and all that, they said it, I can't find it right now, but you know, that's a long time ago, that was their ship, and that was an experiment, on a genetic experiment that went wrong, and that's what the aliens were. Did you ever hear that one?
Well, Annie Jacobson, who wrote a book on Area 51, she claims that Stalin had they'd done these experiments on children. She claimed she had sources, and that they had created these creatures, and that they dumped that ship in New Mexico as a as a kind of psychological warfare operation. A lot of people are dumbfounded that Annie Jacobson would write that. She has written a lot of interesting books about the defense establishment. It's an interesting claim. That deformed children whose heads had been expanded or whatever were put in this thing and launched. There's all of these stories about these kind of craft being worked on by the Germans during the war or before the war's end, and that the Russians and the Americans got parts of the projects. I don't know. There's some secrets that the government is keeping. And of course, I would look at Jacques Vallée's new book. I think it's called Trinity, on a 46 crash. It's very, very strange stuff. What's interesting is that they have a piece of the craft that the witnesses kept all these years. The witnesses are in their 80s, and that piece has been analyzed. It was made on the metric system, and it's made, I think he said, it's made out of aluminum. So it's of unknown terrestrial manufacture, but it looks like it was made by a country that has the metric system, because the holes or things that were in it are measurable at distances of a metric distance. So, just that's very strange. And so people should check that out. So, the mystery deepens. One of the things that some observers, Vallée has been big on this. He wrote a book called, it's not Confrontations, but it's Alien Contact and Human Deception was the subtitle, about how this phenomenon is very old and that governments could piggyback on it by creating technologies that attempt to mimic the phenomenon for psychological reasons. Because obviously human consciousness is greatly affected by belief systems oriented towards these interdimensional entities. If you look at a lot of pagan religions, those pagan religions were probably interacting with these kind of interdimensional entities, which is in traditional religious terms would be called demons, right?
Right.
So, go figure.
I can't say most because I'm not an expert on this stuff. I don't know much. But investigators of things like the Philadelphia experiment, they all seem to commit suicide. Yeah, right.
I don't know the fellow who wrote the book, The Philadelphia Experiment, didn't commit suicide. I don't know if those kind of claims are true. Who committed suicide? Who investigated it?
His name's Jessup, J-E-S-S-U-P.
Well, I don't think that Morris K. Jessup was an investigator exactly. He was a guy who wrote cryptic letters that indicated he knew something, but I wouldn't exactly characterize him that way. He committed suicide by turning his car on inside of a garage. He suffocated himself with the car fumes, right?
I don't know. I'm getting mixed up how they did all the other stuff.
There's a lot of stories, and verifying the truth, figuring out what really happened is not so easy, because, of secrecy, and because the strangeness level of certain phenomenon protects it against, snooping.
Well, see, we have so many crazy unexplained things, like those cows being split open and no blood anywhere. And Linda Moulton Howe has not investigated a lot of that stuff.
Hold on, Pat. Everybody hold on. We got a break. We'll be right back.
Truth. You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT-TODAY.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Hey there, are you going to wait till the cows come home to get your new Ease-Off drop-in lift?
What in the world is an Ease-Off drop-in lift?
Our Ease-Off is a new tool to increase production for your meat processing company that will get that whole hog or half a beef on or off your rail with our remote control.
That sounds great, but can I afford it?
Sure, and the Ease-Off installs fast. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue, speed up your line, and increase profits.
Okay, I'm convinced. Where can I get my Ease-Off?
Go to easeoff.com. That's EAZEOFF.com. And hurry, because we're offering free shipping for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff, LLC, 417-932-6419.
But I'd like to ask each of you what it is you value so highly that you are willing to fight and possibly die for. We will call that Texas. The army has to lure us into attempting escape. Almost anything seems better than remaining in this place, penned up. If, however, we force the enemy to attack, I believe every one of you will prove himself worth 10 in return. We will not only show the world what patriots are made of, but we will also deal a crippling blow to the Army of Santa Ana.
If anyone wishes to depart under the white flag of surrender, you may do so now. You have that right.
But if you wish to stay here with me in the Alamo, we will sell our lives dearly.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here with the Tuesday Morning Roundtable on Tuesday the 14th. And we are back. My website is thelibertyman.com. I am so happy to be doing more private consultations, helping individuals, families, and groups of people get the clarity, get the focus, get the information they need to achieve their goals. Details at my website at thelibertyman.com. Lots there. We're adding to the COVID-19 panels today with the most recent Stu Peters interview documenting the professional athletes dropping dead on the playing field from the COVID-19 vaccination clot shot. Very important stuff. And of course, last but not least, the energy cleaner. We continue to take orders. We continue to fill orders. It's been a struggle, but we're up to the task. If you're tired of being tired, you want to get your life back, get past the arthritis pain, get past not getting a great night's sleep, check out the details at my website where you can place your order using PayPal. You can call my toll-free order line. Keep in mind I offer a 90-day money-back guarantee. Here's that toll-free order line 24 hours a day for your energy cleaner, your mattress pad, 800-592-9543. We have Leon Green, former U.S. Navy officer. We have Jeff Nyquist's website, jrnyquist.blog. Pat, do you have any further comment or question, my dear?
Well, I wonder if we're not going to have a real Star Wars this time. On Reagan, it was caused Russia to spend a lot of money to catch up with us, right? I do believe, well, maybe that's why we have a Space Force now out there that Trump got started. What was that, the fifth, sixth branch of the military? I used to tell people, I think that we both have spaceships. We have them and Russia has them. I used to say, if one lands and tells you to get on, they're going to take you away from this wicked world, you may end up at a Russian concentration camp. And I believe it. I mean, I believe that we both have them. Spaceships. And, of course, I think y'all do, too. But Russia's always trying to, trying to fool us. Like, one time they gave their military a copy of the Bible. Well, I didn't know that they had their own thing called a Bible. It's not a Bible at all. And they've changed their flag now. It's red, white, and blue. So, you know, you can't believe anything they say, but, you know, it may be that they spur us to get ahead, too. I don't know. I hate all that, but, you know, I don't want to hurt anybody on Earth from their silliness. But what do you think about that, Jeff? And Leon and John.
Yeah, I don't know. You know, whatever the technology is, and there's people that have claimed that we've had this anti-gravity technology for a while. I don't know what to make of that. You know, Annie Jacobson's book's kind of interesting, and it doesn't seem that if we have it, it works very well. Seems to me, but I don't know.
You can't let. Yeah. I mean, when we wanted Rod of God and all that stuff from Israel, they wouldn't let us have it because we wanted to know the source code. You couldn't keep a secret in this country, so they hardly sold us but one or two. I don't know what they've done now because we can't be trusted. We've been infiltrated big time, right?
We have.
Yeah. So I don't want to scare anybody or anything because, you know, our power is not just on Earth. It's in space, too. No weapon formed against us shall prosper, right? if you know you're locking your door and you come home and it's open and you see some kind of light coming in your window at night and a spaceship sails off, don't worry, right? Just get on God's side. I look at it. I'll let you go. Thanks.
Okay, thanks for the call. Our next caller is John in Tennessee. Good morning, John.
Good morning, gentlemen. This is a little bit off track, but I did notice, and specifically I'd like to hear from Leon. All of you can comment naturally. But have you noticed or been outside and seen the moon for about the last week? I have never, I'm 64 years old, I've never seen a crescent moon that looked like it was a canoe. Crescent was actually on the bottom. I'd like to get your response.
I'll start. I did notice that, and I looked at it, and I thought, this is really strange, and I went on with my business. Jeff, you got any follow-up on this?
No, I haven't noticed. We've had snow the last week, so I haven't really seen the moon. I didn't go out last night and look.
Leon?
Yeah, I do not notice it, but I will be looking tonight, assuming we have some sky cover. I do notice, you know, that I saw the crescent 2 weeks ago, and it seemed normal to me, but I'd love to see, and also take pictures, John. I'd love to see what you're referring to, because I'm, you know,
well, I have taken pictures, but everyone on this panel, I suppose, are Christians, and if we are really at the time that the Bible says we're in, we're supposed to be looking up, gentlemen. So I would ask each one of you, if you're sincere in your convictions, look up, because there will be signs in the sun, the moon, and the stars. We're talking about a space force. You believe in space, that's entirely up to you. But I think there's something going on, and I think we'll be surprised when it happens. So look up.
Okay. Well, thank you, John. This would be a great question for Professor McCann, because he's a credentialed astronomer, astrophysicist, and it's really not my expertise. We do open lines. You got a question or comment at 512-248-8252. Yes, very strange. Gentlemen, you may want to go out. I don't think Crescent Moon is still doing it, but I also have never seen it look like a canoe, and that's... it's not my expertise. I do know it's unusual. Other than that, I can't comment on it. Okay. Jeff, what direction would you like to go next, sir?
I don't know.
didn't mean to catch you off guard there, sir.
I mean, obviously, you know, people are interested. You know, he just talked about the moon and stuff. There's all kinds of controversies about the moon that people have. How come the Earth has such a large satellite compared to its own size? And what is the science of that? But I don't know. He told us there was something funny about the moon, but he didn't say what it was, what it is we're supposed to be looking for. So that,
well, the configuration is very strange.
The configuration of the moon is not a circle anymore?
It's
not a sphere?
Well, it's a crescent moon, but it looks like a canoe. The it's kind of laying on its bottom. I don't know how it looks like a canoe. I've never seen that before. Usually the crescent moon is facing sideways, is what I've always seen. I've never seen it with a crescent moon at the top or at the bottom of what its normal configuration is, which is sideways. So that's the deal. We got a caller here, gentlemen. We got Mark and Georgia. Good morning, Mark.
Yeah, John. I believe what John in Tennessee was talking about is to watch for. Now, here's the thing. I can't remember if it's the moon at where the sliver's at the bottom or the top of the Shriner's ornament symbol. And from what I've always heard is watch, and here, I'm not a big Bible thumper, but what I've always heard is watch for when the time, whenever the star appears, it might not actually be there, but the illusion with the atmosphere, when the one star appears to be pretty much within that crescent, from what I understand, that's when the Muslim nations are going to make their move. And that kind of goes with the whole Fez kind of hat being red. It was like normally supposed to be, I think, white Egyptian cotton that was dipped in the blood of their enemies or something like that. I don't know if you've ever heard of that or any of your other roundtable guests.
I've heard references to that, but not much detail. How about you, Jeff?
No, not really.
Okay. Leon, you got any follow-up?
No, sir.
Okay. All right. Anything else, Mark?
Well, no. I guess that would be it. But if you guys are also going to look into, I guess, the phases of the moon right now, also maybe Professor McCanny, since he's kind of into the astronomy or whatever, probably need to find out some of these like moon cycles and some of these, because all this stuff is, it always happens like in conjunction with these moon cycles and different planet alignments and stuff like that. So that's probably what John is really referring to is if we, the listeners, can get a hold of some of that information, then we might be a little bit more forewarned with information and be a little bit more prepared. All right, that's about it. And maybe, John, okay, if you want to call me, John from Tennessee, if you want to call me. Thanks.
Okay. Looks like our next caller is Bob in Wisconsin. Good morning, Bob.
It's good to be on the air to talk to you. I've listened to you a lot. But I wanted to say that I saw this canoe-shaped moon 10 years ago, and I questioned my friends about this, and I was quite puzzled because I had never seen that before or noticed it before. So this is not the first time. I did not see this last one, but I did see it like about 10 years ago.
Okay. You don't seem to attach any particular metaphysical connection to this one way or the other?
No, I did not. And I've been interested in all this stuff for 30 years. So, but I didn't notice anything economically, politically, whatever. So
okay.
I want to thank you.
Okay, thank you. We appreciate the call. Next, we go to Sherry in Kansas. Good morning, Sherry.
Yes, good morning, y'all. I agree with the last caller. I have seen this too before, and it might have been that long ago. I know it was several years ago. And it was the first time I had noticed the moon like that. But no, it's not unusual. It happens. And, you know, it's just sometimes if you look in the almanac, sometimes it says the moon rides high, the moon rides low on the left side of the Old Farmer's Almanac page. And it's interesting that there are more earthquakes that happen statistically at certain times where the moon is. And I'm wondering if that's the way it is with, can also relate to land stuff like tornadoes. I don't know, but that'll be a good thing to ask Jim tomorrow if he's coming on, John. So, anyway, I've seen that before too. So.
Okay, well, good. Glad to hear it.
All right. Bye.
Okay, our next caller is Dave in New York. Good morning, Dave.
John, I hope I didn't wake you up with some text in the middle of the night. But I had to write down those things when I was listening to Jeff Rentz last night. And Jeff Rentz has Erica Kahn on, and they have their own opinions. And Jeff is pretty smart, and Erica knows quite a bit about biology and biochemistry. And so he's, again, focusing on what he's calling misdirection. And he may be totally right on this, about the Happy Hydra. He talked about Hydra being in some of these vials, and he says, listen, there were only two or three scientists that reported this. He didn't actually say how many, but I'm just thinking how many I remember. And he said, why isn't there widespread reports of Hydra out there? So either they're only in a very few vials, or they're not even there, or there may be a contaminant or something. And he's calling this a misdirection. And Erica Kahn is saying, listen, we already know all these biomolecules that can be causing all kinds of effects in the vaccines. Why don't we talk about things that we know about? Well, my point is maybe 0.4% of the population knows about these biomolecules that Erica's talking about. She's a bioexpert. Most of us don't deal on that level or in that area, including myself. I'm just a chemist. But I try to get into that area. I try to understand it. But if you don't have a really good background, it doesn't mean as much as it does to someone who's really expert in the field. And the second point is about graphene oxide or hydroxide. And Jeff is also quite concerned about this as being a misdirection. And, there were different stories about this NOAC guy getting whacked in different ways is what he's pointing out. We're getting different stories, and he is almost lending doubt to the fact that the guy was even whacked. It's altogether possible that the guy could have been set up, he could have been bribed, he could have been forced into showing this kind of information. And Erica thinks it's very crazy science fiction to say that these little flat molecules are going in and ripping up your body. Now, I would also say that there may be some vials that do have graphene oxide, and they may be testing this out on people. But this may not even be full batches. Or people are fed this stuff. And a few scientists are coming up and showing, or people with science backgrounds are showing this. I don't know if anybody has any further comments on this. John, I did give you the Brown University article. I didn't fully digest over that yet, but and I guess you posted it on your site. It's good to know, but I think we need to, we ought to really focus on the biomolecules that are causing problems and the biomarkers that are changing in concentration. Karen Kingston was talking about these on Stu Peters the other day, whether, you know, she's real or not, Stu Peters is real or not, anything is real. We could be in the Twilight Zone, John. Any comments? I'll hold over.
We'll see. We have our,
ladies and gentlemen, we here at RBN are working with FrontSight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms or you have a concealed weapon permit and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, FrontSight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and military standard. With nearly a million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, FrontSight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356 or shoot him an email at domedan, D-O-M-E-D-A-N, at hotmail.com. This is a limited-time opportunity. Don't miss it.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
For over 20 years now, Extendivite has proven time and again, it really works. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. I received an arterial switch at birth. In my mid-20s, I started getting slight runs of NSVT. Nothing too serious, but enough to cause worry. I started taking Extendivite a little over 2 years ago, and it helped cut the palpitations and NSVT down drastically. This isn't a cure-all supplement. I strongly recommend a good diet and exercise to aid in any heart troubles you may be having, and I strongly recommend giving Extendivite a try. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Well, this is when we get to summarize our thoughts for the week. We'll start with Leon to give your summary, sir, of what your thoughts for the day and the week, and we'll wrap up with Jeff. Go ahead, Leon.
Yes, sir. Well, I agree with you in your prepper trip of the day, and I'm actually looking at next year's calendar. I'm going to be doing a lot of off-grade medical, and I'm going to be training with Sam this weekend with long range. And so I agree, if all the training needs to get started as soon as possible, whether online or better yet in person. But training trumps gear all the time. So if you know that you haven't been trained and you don't know how to use a CAT tourniquet, you know, that can keep your child alive just by having those skills. So these things are crucial to learn now while you have the freedom and luxury, and get the items that you need. And also get on your knees, because it's more important to be on your knees right now more than ever. Thank you very much. God bless.
Okay. Thank you, Lynn. We appreciate it. Jeff, your turn to summarize your thoughts for the day, sir.
Well, the world is stranger than we know, and we don't know everything. We're learning all the time, but it has been a mistake for us to assume that materialism and positivism and scientism are the ultimate answers. And now we're looking at this vaccine. We're being told it's science, and we're finding out that science is just human beings who can make mistakes or can have bad motives. And so we have to be pretty careful. We have to think for ourselves. And it's up to us. We're each individual is important and needs to figure things out. We can't walk around in a hypnotic daze, hypnotized by the slogans of modernity. We have to develop our souls. And so we have to think about higher things.
We do. Thank you very much. Well, Jeff, we'll have you back tomorrow morning. You get an hour of solo. And Leon, thank you, sir. We'll be talking privately soon, I expect. And thank you, gentlemen. Okay. Tomorrow morning, we do have, let's see, it looks like we'll have Chance, and then we'll have Professor McKinney, then we'll have Jeff Nyquist. Thursday, people look forward to Dr. Horowitz, and of course, Kirk and my friend Tom Berryhill. And Friday, we'll have a full hour, a full 3 hours as well. And that will be our week moving forward into whatever the future holds for us. It's going to be an exciting future, we can be sure. Now, lots of great information here at Republic Broadcasting. We are accepting donations. If you go to the Republic Broadcasting website, we would certainly appreciate that. We're working on making this our network better than ever. That's our goal, and we will achieve our goal. And I hope you can join us in that quest. In the meantime, just do your homework, pray without ceasing, and prepare yourselves for what's coming at us. That would just be a really smart thing to do, in my opinion. And just do it. As the old Nike commercial said, just do it. we'll get through this together. That's it for the day. Get your medical supplies, your energy cleaner, your essential oils now while you can, your firearms, ammunition. Never, ever give up your guns. Please do a fun, safe, productive day. And God bless America.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from simplycleanfoods.net, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters. Right now, Amazon Prime members will receive fast 2-day shipping. Go to simplycleanfoods.net. That's simplycleanfoods.net. But do it today.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.